chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
You guys, it is 2020. 2020 is the new year. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. It is 2020, you guys. I'm so excited. Happy New Year to you and your family. This is a great time and a great season. So listen, I want you to buckle up your bootstraps and let's get ready to go, because I just believe God's got so many amazing things getting ready to happen for us in our life. I'm so excited to be a part of this decade, of this season and time. I mean, I'm blown away. So I'm not going to take up much of time, because we got a lot of show. We have not been on live for 2 weeks, so I hope that those that have been listening, you've been enjoying some of the archives, you've been catching up, and I'm so glad that you are helping us make this show one of the number one talk shows around the world. I'm extremely just overwhelmed with joy of just the support and just the belief in the show and what we do. We are growing on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We have so many amazing segments that's going to be helping you increase you in wisdom and knowledge and free you from bondage financially, mentally, emotionally, physically. We just have it all for you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. This platform is to give God all glory and honor and just to exalt his holy name, no matter what we're branding, no matter who we are, no matter what our education, it's all about him. We would be nothing. We could do nothing, and we cannot go anywhere without him. He is our source for everything. And I just got to just give him all the glory and praise that we are now seeing the day of 2020. I mean, it's just amazing to me. So I'm excited about that. Without further ado, we just need to get right on into the show, because we have so many guests, so many things. You got to get a pen and a paper for one. Take notes. I want you to be prepared for what's about to go down right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know, my girl Gina G is going to be joining us soon, so I'm excited about that. She's going to be with us shortly, bringing us just all kind of fun and excitement, because you know Gina G brings that. And so we're just glad to have every one of you. I'm giving you time to tell your neighbors. I'm giving you time to call your friends. I'm giving you time to get your, you know, your cubicle partners, your cubicle neighbors, and all of your co-workers together, so they can tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Again, you can tune in at 775-6619, or you can go on Google and say BBS radio station, or you can say Alexa Gina Prince, Gina's Radio Chat. I'm sorry, Gina's Radio Chat. You can say Gina's Radio Chat. Hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. Or you can go on bbsradio.com, station number one, for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today on our show, we have Dr. Barbara Lowe. She's amazing. I cannot wait to introduce you to her. We got Arthur Bishop, Kalina Prouder. She's going to be joining us. And we got Gina G, of course. And we have joining us with our new segment, Coach Portia Hover. She's an entrepreneur coach. And we have credit consultant Carla Hawk. So this is going to be an amazing time. Let's get on with the weather. And today we had some snow in D.C. Yesterday. It wasn't nothing, y'all. Nothing. We had not even an inch, I don't believe. In the D.C. area. Now, in Virginia, it was a little more than that. We did wake up with frigid weather. It was really cold. But right now, it is extremely sunny. It is 43 degrees right now, and our high is going to be 43 degrees. Let's see. In Detroit, you are 25 and cloudy. Your high is going to be 26 degrees. In London, you are 54 degrees with showers. That is your high. You're going to wake up with more showers at 41 degrees. Los Angeles, you are 51 degrees, mostly cloudy, and your high is going to be 63. I had a friend brag about how it was 75 yesterday. Not today. I love me some California weather, though. I don't care if it's 63, 75, 51. It's much better than 31 and 20 and 15 and 16 and below 0 degrees, okay? Atlanta, Georgia, you are 48 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 58 degrees, sunny all day long. Fayetteville, North Carolina, 52 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 60 degrees. Florida, you are 56 degrees. Your high is going to be 62. That's nice weather. Kenya, you're 95 degrees. Oh, I love it, love it, love it. Your high is going to be 95, which is what you are now. You're waking up to 71 degrees, sunny all day tomorrow. And Hawaii, you are 53 degrees. You are raining right now. You're waking up to 52 degrees. You got rain all week long, so be prepared for that. Australia, our prayers go out to you. We're still praying and praying and praying for you guys, for healing and deliverance and for all of that to just go away, the fires and everything, and that you guys will recover quickly. But your weather right now is clear, 67 degrees. That is going to be your high. Tomorrow you're waking up to 71 and you got sunshine, 103 degrees. We're still going to keep praying for you. It just doesn't stop there. Puerto Rico, you had a earthquake, I heard, in some area in Puerto Rico, but right now your weather is 73 degrees. You got some rain coming around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Your high tomorrow is going to be 67 degrees. You got sunshine the rest of the week. I just want to say this to you. If I did not name your city or state or your continent, your nation, know that God is still in control no matter what. And he rules and reigns, and he has the final say. And the countries that I want to name that continue to listen to us, and I thank you for just being a part of everything. Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Greece, Iceland, India, Ireland, Kenya, Malaysia, Nigeria, Philippines, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Spain, Sweden, all of you guys, and so many other Bangladesh, Anguilla. If I did not name you again, I just want to thank you guys. There's so many. Right now, we're over 100 different networks streaming live, including iHeartRadio. And it's you guys that help make this show one of the number one talk shows. Over 1 million listeners and still growing. So we are super excited about having you and all that you're doing. I can't thank you enough. All right. Well, listen, we got to go on with the show. Let's see. I got to give this a sponsor's announcement, though, first. I'm so excited because John Eckhart has a brand new book, and this is so good. Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, we got to go right into the show. I can't do ministerial minute because it's so many other things going on. You're going to have more than a ministerial moment. Yes, you're going to have more than a ministerial moment. Welcoming right now, Dr. Barbara Lowe. She has a PhD, a LP, BCC, CEP, licensed psychologist, life coach. She's everything. She owns Greenleaf Psychological and Support Services, and she is a media personality. And I'm so excited because we're going to be talking about one of the biggest, if not the biggest, women's summit I personally have ever heard of. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. I got to introduce you to Dr. Lowe. She is the one that God gave this vision to. Welcome, Dr. Lowe, to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I am so thrilled to be here with one of my dearest friends, dearest new friends, Dr. Gina. So good to be with you.
I'm so glad to have you, and I'm so thankful that God had our paths cross. I just want to tell everybody a little bit about it. We were doing something for this Women's Summit, and I'm telling you, I don't want to give it away because you're going to tell everybody about it. But I was doing something that she requested of me, and I was actually at my mom's in Durham. And then while we were doing this for this Summit. I want you to tell it. But when we were doing this, we discovered that we were in exactly the same place. And I had no idea that she was there in Durham. It was just amazing. It was just a confirmation to me when God connects people. It's such an ordained connection and so supernatural. And that makes me so much more excited. I'm excited about the summit. I'm excited about knowing you and everything that God is doing in your life and through you, rather, as well. And I'm just so glad that we connected. And I'm just sitting here watching it and experiencing it with you. I'm just so glad.
Well, we really, really do have a soul connection. And so funny, because for the World Women's Wholeness Summit, which is my assignment from the Lord for right now, we are putting on for free for all the women of the world. It is in English, so I understand it's this year it's in English only. But we are putting this summit on for free. It's our gift. It's the Lord's gift to the women of the world. He is raising up women right now. But we are interviewing women all over the world, international, nationally known speakers. And here I'm interviewing you. And after our interview, I say, "Where are you?" And you say, "Durham, North Carolina." I said, "No, no, I am in Durham, North Carolina." Of all the places in the world, God is so good. I know God was laughing.
No, right? That moment. It's just so amazing. So tell us about the Women's Wholeness Summit. Tell us about this and how did you, I want to know from the beginning, how did you even get this vision of this? What sparked this?
Sure. Well, let me give a brief overview of my background.
Sure.
Very quickly. But I grew up with parents who were addicts and alcoholics, who were children of addicts and alcoholics. So there was a lot of abuse, a lot of rejection, a lot of being kicked out of my house, being hit, some sexual abuse, a lot of abuse. And I grew up without Christ. I had all kinds of coping strategies that were outside of Christ. Came to Christ at 19, which began a tremendous healing process for me that continued over the years. I didn't make every decision properly. I married poorly and went through a divorce. I've also had some really difficult things happen to me along the way. I've had a full-term stillborn. I have raised children with disabilities. My dad died by suicide. But God has healed me and trained me in healing people through faith plus therapy methods. And he has put in my heart this assignment to help women find wholeness. And it's so important that we find wholeness, because once we really get free, do you know what we do? We turn right back around to try to get other people free. God literally turns our greatest weaknesses into places where living water flows out. I think about the movie Harriet that I just saw, which was the story of Harriet Tubman. What did she do the minute she got free? She turned right back around to pull other people out.
And absolutely.
For many of us, once we get free and whole, then we start stepping into legacy living that will impact generations. I think about the Samaritan woman. She had been married 5 times. Back then, women didn't have weren't able to hold property, and they also weren't able to divorce. So she'd probably been left or had husbands die 5 times. She had no other choice, possibly. I know I'm embellishing a little bit, but other than to probably shack up with someone. Do you maybe she had a dream for her life that she would change some people, that she would help some people come out of desperate spots? But she was a full-on outcast. God's plan for her was so much greater than her plan for herself. When she met Jesus at the well, which was a betrothal scene in the Bible, so it's like the Lord saying, "Hey, I want you to marry me," she not only converted her whole town, she not only was one of the first early martyrs and has become a saint, we're still talking about her today. She has impacted billions of lives. And so, see, when we encounter Jesus and step into wholeness, we step into legacy. And this summit is about women stepping into legacy. About 2 years ago, the Lord spoke to me right when I woke up and started having my quiet time. And I literally heard this kind of like, I literally saw women snapping into place. And the Lord said, I am now snapping women into place so that they can have real weapons of warfare, take their real position. I think about the Marvel movie where one of the characters turned another character's weapon into a bubble gun. And I think in a lot of ways, women have had bubble gun weapons because we've limited what we've let women do. Also, women are twice as much depressed as men. Rates of anxiety are twice as high for women than men. Rates of PTSD are twice as high for women than men. We know that one out of three women, and this is in more Western cultures, one out of three women are raped, molested, or assaulted. How much more so in non-Western cultures? So God has been, he's been impressing upon me that we are the body of Christ. And he has been feeling the pain in his body. We know that over 50% of the body of Christ is female. If 50% of your body, even a portion of 50% of your body is aching, you feel it. We call that disease. And God has spoken to me. I am now dealing with the disease in my body regarding women.
Wow.
And I am healing them, and I am setting them apart for the work I've called them to do. I believe that there's a revival coming that God will not allow to come until God deals with something in women and calls us to take our position as, alongside of our brothers, not in bitterness, hands held as equals, and we step into legacy. I believe women are going to play a great part in a coming harvest. And this summit, we're offering for free 3 days, three missions, wholeness for all women, legacy living for all women, and unity with diversity for all women. We have tried very hard to attract diverse speakers, and then we want to see 3 million women's lives transformed in 2020.
Yes, indeed. I know I do. And I want to be a part of it. I'm telling
you,
I'm so excited. No, I mean, not only just to be a part of, to pour into, but just even to receive. I think all of us, even as leaders and visionaries and people that have, you know, what the church calls seasoned or whatever, I don't know if I'm ever going to be completely seasoned because I'm always learning something and we're always evolving. But those that have, you know, from the beginning, maybe started with God or walked with him maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even to those that just started yesterday, I just believe that we're always evolving, each and every one of us. And there's always some place, some fragmented area, some place in our soul that is broken that needs that healing and that deliverance. And only God can do it, you know. And I mean, we can bind and cast it out, or we can get prayer partners and, you know, get a prophetic word, but it's still something that's in that soul that only God has a designated time. And I believe this is a time for us women, just like you said, it's a call right now for women to be healed. And I think about the lady with the issue of blood. It was a time she tried everything else and it didn't work. You know, she, you know, had faith enough to believe that when she heard that Jesus was coming and that he was there, that she had enough, you know, faith in her to stop what she was had been doing and go on to go to him and touch the hem of his garment. And I just believe this is the season for that. A lot of women, and I just want to ask you, I'm just, you know, just asking because maybe someone that may not have enough Bible scripture in their heart or wisdom in this area may not understand. If they ask you, why do you feel like women have been struggling so? Why have we gone through so much trauma and mishandlement and abuse? What would you tell that person that would ask a question like that?
Well, I think we see everywhere that power corrupts, and it's a fallen world, and it takes a really wise person to understand how power can corrupt. I also want to say that I did not understand, I'm Caucasian, I did not understand my white privilege until I was shown it. And I think that sometimes men, speaking to the man issue here, men don't understand their male privilege until they see it. And we need to show it to them in a gentle way. I think that sometimes they know not what they do. we have people who clearly, you know, there's a lot of people in the Me Too movement where you're like, oh my gosh, this is heinous. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking mm-hmm. about like our everyday men. When I walk into a setting with my husband and everyone asks him how his work, but no one ever asks me that, that there are some just gender stereotypes where I feel like people know not what they do. Or mm-hmm. when people are doing elder selection in their church and they select all men, I think sometimes people know not what they do until they're shown it. So we need to shed light upon this. And there's just a lot of sexual sin that's out there. And mm-hmm. I believe sexual violence is about power. Sometimes it's about lust, but mostly it's about power. And people misuse power. And so yeah. God is giving power back to women. And he wants to do it in a way where we're not bitter and we're not hating men. We're coming alongside yes. of them, but he is giving us back our power.
I love that. And I believe that so much. And you know what? It's going to help to like really win so many souls and draw them to God. And I'm just excited about the position that he's placed us in. And if any woman wants to be encouraged about anything that anyone has gone through, I would read Esther. I would read Naomi and Ruth. I would read about Deborah. I mean, there's so many in the Bible that have gone through. So you're definitely not alone. So I want you to be encouraged to go to this Women's Wholeness Summit. This is so right up my alley. You know, guys, I love wholeness. Please tell everybody how they can be a part yes. of and how. Wait, first of all, Dr. Barbara, tell everybody what is the expected number of people tuning in to this summit?
Well, we are praying and believing for 3 million, and we are going to offer each day, March 6th, 7th, and 8th, but register now at www.3wsummit.com. But we are going to set it up so that there's going to be a live feed. And many of us are going to be sitting around a table, some of us speakers, kind of like The View. And we're going to be praying for people. We're going to be taking prayer requests. We're going to be commenting on speakers. And then we're going to run different speakers. We have right now, I believe, 73 speakers. Speakers like Real Talk Kim, Aaron Smalley, Pastor Cora Jakes, Stacey Elridge, Valerie Burton, Henry Cloud, Tim Clinton, Brenda Crouch, Kate Battistelli. Yes. I mean, we have Dr. Steve Green, Roby Scott, Caitlin Carlson, Pastor Nicole Crank. We have so many speakers, and each speaker is going to talk on a different area of wholeness. Like Real Talk Kim is talking on wholeness in her broken places, intimate partner violence, and divorce. So we're addressing every area of brokenness for women, wholeness in her marriage, wholeness in her motherhood, dealing with infertility, adoption, singleness, relationships, finances, leadership, every area. And you're also going to have Netflix style where you can choose to watch one, you know, the speakers that you want to watch for the day. Every day there'll be different speakers and a live feed running. And you can go to www.3wsummit.com to opt in. I am so excited. Our hashtags are hashtag each for legacy and hashtag wholeness for legacy. We're having the conference online. It's all free, so no child care, no grumpy husbands, no plane tickets, all online, all free. We're providing it during International Women's Day, where the world is using the hashtag each for equal, but I say God wants more than equal. He yes. wants legacy. And so yes. we're saying each for legacy, wholeness for legacy. That's what he's bringing us into.
I'm excited. Listen, Dr. Barbara, I'm going to just put you on the spot for 1 second. You pray about it, though, and see what God would have you to do. But I would love for you to come on again in February, and maybe we can pick some wholeness topics that we can kind of, you know, discuss and just have some time to really discuss what God is saying and maybe, you know, give some women hope or like, oh, my goodness, this summit is for me. I need to be there. This is hitting me right here. I mean, I never, you know, like maybe God can use us prophetically to talk about some of the topics that they can receive on the summit, Women's Wholeness Summit, in March, which is March 6th through the 8th. And you guys got to sign up. Don't forget. Don't delay it. Do it right now. Tell your friends, your mother, your aunts, your cousins, everybody, everyone around the world. You have access through the internet to join in to this movement. And it's not just from women only. Men, if you're listening and you got some broken areas, come on, listen, tune in, register. It's free. You know, you can be a carrier for a woman that you might run into, maybe your future wife, or maybe, you know, there's some a strained relationship that God wants you to and get this impartation so you can carry it to your wife and your marriage will be healed. I mean, you just never know how God's gonna get this message to you, but it's so much for you. It's a buffet. You got, and we want you to eat up. Come on.
That's
to the
right.
table. Yes, come on.
That's
to the
right.
table.
The Bible says the fatness breaks the yoke, right? In Isaiah 10. And so when you get fat, it breaks the yoke off. When you get
exactly.
fat with the word.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I just have to come on in February. Let's set it up.
Yeah, well, praise God. Let's do that. Okay, so tell everybody where they can follow you on your social media.
Yeah, so you can find me at drbarbaralowe.com on, that's my website. And then I'm also Dr. Barbara Lowe on Instagram and on Facebook. Lowe is L-O-W-E. And they can check out the course I have right now that's on sale through January 10th. So a short amount of time at my flagship healing course, heartsreturninghome.com, and that is a course where I take people through the entire healing process. So that's also available. I'm also have the Whole Life podcast show where any place you listen to podcasts.
Well, all right. Well, Dr. Barbara, I got to introduce you to my co-host, Gina G. Gina G, aren't you excited about this Women's Wholeness Summit?
Woo-hoo!
Well, we are so excited. I know she's going to participate, and I know there's some things. I mean, she's got sisters, and Gina, you got a whole slew of women in your family. You're going to tell them all about it, right? Hello, Gina G. Okay,
Gina.
Well, I'm going to make sure she tells everybody all about it. Dr. Barbara Lowe is in the house on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Woo-hoo.
So excited to have you. All right, we'll look forward. We're going to set up something for February, and we're going to continue to get this word out. Every person needs to register right now. Register this week. Register anytime, all the time. Continue to register. Register your friends and give it to them as a gift. Put their name down
there
and tell them to tune in.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, register your friends and your mama and them and go ahead and give it to them as a gift. Send them the link and tell them, hey, this is for you. Happy New Year, you know? That's how we're going to do things.
Yes.
We're going to give, we're going to receive and give and give and receive. All right, Dr. Barbara, we look forward to having you back on next month. Thank you so much for being a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat live show today, the first one in 2020, and bringing such good news. We love you so much.
I love you, my sister and friend.
My friend, I love her. All right, Dr. Barbara. All right, you guys, you heard it from Dr. Barbara and me. This is something that needs to be done, so you got to get it done. All right, without further ado, we got Bishop Colina. Let me tell you about her. I'm so excited to have her on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat because she's going to tell us about what it's like to be a lady female bishop, speaking of women and healing and deliverance, words and wisdom of a lady bishop. My life, my vision, my truth. Bishop Colina Browder, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you? God bless you.
Hey,
God bless you. Happy to be on your show. Thank you again. As you said, I am Bishop Colina Browder from Kendall, Louisiana.
All right. Well, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Gina G, my co-host, is with us. I think she dropped out. Now she's back on. Right, Gina? Are you here with us?
The devil is a liar.
We're
going to keep this thing going.
Yes,
well,
we are.
You know the devil. Yes, God. So listen, Bishop Colina, tell us how long you've been in ministry now.
Oh, I've been in the ministry for 39 years. Woo! Since September the 27th, 1981, a born-again Christian.
Oh, praise God for that.
And pastor for 27 years.
Wow, bless your heart. And so now you're a bishop. When did you become a bishop?
Oh, I become a bishop on August the 9th, 1996. I was consecrated by Archbishop Johnson, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Wow, what was that experience like?
Oh, that experience was just awesome. To be, are you to become a lady bishop, where we had such a few women as a lady bishop.
And then in the South,
you,
at that,
it was,
I mean,
it was an experience, just an experience that I can hardly explain. I just feel it. Thank you.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But so now you're
praise
an author.
God.
How does it feel to be an author? Is this your first
book? My God, how does it feel to be an author? I want you to know that it feels awesome. I'm excited to be an author. I'm so excited to be an author. I have so much knowledge and wisdom. Being an 81-year-old lady,
ooh,
bishop,
yes, come on.
Writing a book, still pastor, it's just awesome. And it's,
I love
it's
you.
Just yes, I explained to be an author, and let me tell you, being that author, I have many more books within me.
Oh, come on now.
Down to 81 years, I can tell it like it is.
Gina, what you got to say about that? Don't she just make you giggly and just so
you know what?
Happy?
Maybe
I'm happy
just,
with
I'm
her.
Just smiling. I'm just smiling.
That's what it's supposed to do, and that's the way I want people to feel. Because you be down, you be up, you been in and out. And this book is for you. It is my truth, my life, my vision, and my truth. And everything in that book is true for me. I did it. I come out of it. And I want you to know today that you can come out. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Through God's word.
Well, so this is what you could take away from it, is that you're giving them, the reader's going to take away from your book that they can come out of any turmoil, any trauma, any disappointment, any discouragement, anything that they are, any storm, right? And they can make it over any mountain, and they can cast that mountain in the sea.
Yes, they can, because this book will push you towards freedom, embracing whom God has created you to be. And that lets you know that you could cross the Red Sea, like Moses parted, and come to the promised land. Self-discovering in this book, wholehearted. I need you to understand the role of a lady bishop. How my journey started, and how I complete God's mission because of my love for Christ.
Praise
you
God.
Learn to feel the teaching of the Word, God's Word now I'm talking about. God's Word is so that you can prosper. Hallelujah. Stay prosper. This my life, my truth, my vision. And I would like to share with each of your listeners my email, CBRRO691363@att.net. I want to hear from you. I want to know if you purchased this book. I want to know how you felt, what happened with it, because this book is from my childhood, where I grew up at, where I moved to. And I want you to know that in that book, you're going to say, what? You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to feel good. Take this book for your personal book. I keep mine in my purse everywhere I go.
Ooh.
And when that spirit come upon me, to read it, I begin to read it. I have read my book so many times. If nobody else has, I have.
Right.
But I want you to know, Dr. Gina, I have had pastors, men pastors, calling me to tell me how they felt about the book and how many times that they read the book. I want you to know that the church that I grew up in, baptized, secretary of the Sunday school in Centerville, Mississippi, the pastor there is a young pastor, 31 years old. But
and
when he
over.
Saw on Facebook, hallelujah, that my anniversary was the fourth Sunday in September, rolling out the book afterward, he didn't have my telephone number, but he went on Insta message and messaged me to send it to him.
You,
and I did.
That well, listen,
you are so cute.
Thank you.
You need to do a book on faith. You got to do a book on faith, because I could sit and listen to you, Bishop, all day long and just bring me so much joy. You got to look into doing a book on faith now.
I have some more. Like I said, it's a lot in me. And then with this book and the chapter, it's a lot that's not in that book. But it will be coming forward.
Well, tell everybody about your Instagram account so they can know how to follow you on Instagram. You said Facebook, Instagram. Do you have that?
Yes, I have it. It's the same as my email.
Okay, what is it again?
I have Twitter, too. CBRO691363@ att.net. And Dr. Gina, I want you to know that everybody come in my presence. I talk to them. The spirit began to deal with them. They feel a calmness. And everything just simmered down. That's what I prayed for, God to make me an instrument for his people, for peace, health, love, prosperity, and whatever you need.
Amen to that. Well, Dr. Bishop Colina, we love you here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You are a family member to Dr. Gina's radio chat right now, and we love you here. Thank you so much for sharing your book. Again, we gotta tell the book's name. The name of her book is Words and Wisdom of a Lady Bishop, My Life, My Vision, My Truth. And she is so anointed, so appointed, and so full of love and generosity.
Hallelujah.
Link up with her. God bless you. We love you so much. And shout out to your agent, Tasha Mills, for connecting us and getting you on here so we can learn so much more about you. What a blessing. 81-year-old anointed vessel of God. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. We love you. Until next time.
I love you, too, and thank you so much.
Oh, love you too. All right, you guys, we got to get going because we got so much information. We got our segments joining us now, but we got to take a commercial break. And then we're going to be talking to entrepreneur Coach Portia Hover. She's going to be giving us, now, Gina, you know we got these businesses going. We need all of her. We need this now. And then we got somebody that's going to come on and help us get our credit in order. And you know doggone well your credit ain't right. And you can't start no business without getting that credit right. Oh, my God, I'm excited about this segment. We have had a great show so far. So let's take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Portia Hoover. So what we're going to do is we're going to say at the very end, now you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I will be on Dr. Gina's radio. No, I don't want to say that. I'm start over.
Starting in now.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I just got through chopping it up with the amazing Dr. Gina. Do I need to say that? I'm sorry. I know. I'll say, this is Portia Hoover. I just joined the fam. I just joined Dr. Gina's family.
Right, the Gina family.
Gina family, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio. Okay.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it now.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family of Dr. Gina's radio, and you are listening to Gina Radio's chat.
Pretty close.
Let me write it down.
Even I'm getting confused. So,
is Gina Radio chat? Right?
Gina's, Dr. Gina's.
Dr. Gina's, okay.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey guys, this is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family with Dr. Gina, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Portia Hoover.
Portia, if you don't get that down, girl, that's what I'm talking about. Get it together.
Portia Hoover.
Wait a minute. Am I hearing myself? What is
going on? Girl, I mean, that is, and Doug, thank you. Thank you for being so funny and doing that right on time. Her first day on Dr. Gina's radio chat with her segment. This is so appropriate. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat, Portia Hoover. And then I can finally say Hoover, girl, please forgive me. Hoover, welcome. What you got for us in this segment?
Hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you guys for having me. And it is 2020, and I just want to tell people for 2020, we need to kick pride to the side, but you won't be sleeping outside, okay? Hustle, okay? And when you use your hustle for money, take your money and use that money to build credit, guys. This is so important, guys. I talk to so many people. And people do not realize that they have a gift that they can use to make money. And if they feel they don't have a gift, you got something in your closet you can go and sell. But people are prideful. They're like, I'm a teacher. I'm a doctor. I went to school. I have a degree. I can't be around here selling things because of pride. They don't want to sell anything. They don't understand a hustle. You don't need to have 4 degrees and waiting on somebody to give you a job and you're sitting back with no money. So you need to know how to hustle and learn how to hustle and turn those hustles into coins. I don't care if you need to mow grass. That is a hustle. That is something that you can get for $35 a yard, okay? Mow some grass. You can start a cleaning business. These are the type of things that people can do. Selling your old clothes, selling your shoes, like these are hustles that people are afraid of and people are think they're too much to do when they need money. But people have to understand that these things that you have available for you, you use these things and you make money with those things and you use that money to build your credit. That is a huge thing for people. A lot of people don't even realize that your credit can help you build generational wealth. Can definitely help you build generational wealth. You can use that money to start a business, use that money to buy products and things like that, inventory for your business. So for 2020, guys, we're definitely kicking pride, hustling, and building credit all 2020, period.
Wow. Well, we love that. What you got to say about that, Gina? I love it.
I'm talking about all of that. And I'm not selling my stuff, okay? I know. Now, I'm not selling my stuff now, Porsche. Now, hold on. Now, I got a question.
Look.
But for somebody that's like me, you know, somebody that's like that does comedy, you know, that doesn't want to work from home, what is something that I could do, you know, for somebody that's using, you know, their talents to make money? What can I do during the day or to, you know, supplement income?
You have to realize something that you do, like this is your gift. It's something that you do. Guess what? There's a lot of children and teenagers, a lot of people at home that's inspired to be a comedian. They want to be a comedian, but they're scared to stand up in front of people. They don't know how to do icebreakers. Like, so you can even create a ebook on 10 icebreakers. You can do a webinar. You can do a coaching session with people to help them use that gift in getting in front of people. You know, even if you're bringing them, doing something in your city and say, hey, I'm going to be at this nightclub. Come here. I'm going to do amateur night or whatever. Come here. Let's get it going. You're getting them in front of people and you're helping them. So that's something that you do with the least amount of effort and you love. So you can show other people how to do it as well. Money. Boom.
Oh, I love it.
I got to get some tips.
I know that's. I told y'all needed to get a pen and a pad because we got this credit lady coming on here, honey, and she about to get y'all all the way together and write with get your stuff right.
Yes, they're gonna tell y'all what to do with y'all with that money, build your credit. Okay.
I know that's right, but I love it, Portia Hoover. This is so great, and this is her brand new segment on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Discovering Your Financial. Start your legacy. This is what I love. Your legacy. This is Portia Hoover's segment on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and we just wanted to start you off the new year with this, so you could be pumped up and ready to go. We didn't want to wait and drag her out to the end of the month and all that stuff. No, we wanted to get this right on so you can get in your spirits.
I've been walking around the house for the past hour just talking to my husband about people not using their gifts and scared to use their gifts and so prideful, like just the whole hour just going around in circles just talking and cleaning.
But you know what, Portia? You got something called Pick My Brain. You know, get advice.
Yeah, so I have a Pick My Brain webinar coming out on January 11th, and this webinar is where people really are able to choose the direction of the webinar because they're asking questions. So everybody on this webinar is going to get their questions answered and some because they're learning from other people. So if they may need advice on something, they may need a task, they may need to know how to complete something through the computer or something like that. So it's just Pick My Brain. And get questions answered. You're trying to start a business or find out how to expand your business or trying to find new ways to market. This is the webinar to be on. You definitely want to get. Make sure you're in the room because you're going to learn from other people.
What date is this on? January 11th.
The webinar is January 11th at 2 p.m. You can follow me on Facebook, which is Portia Hoover, and on Instagram at Portia_Hoover.
Thanks for being a part of the family. And I love your radio drop. It's so hilarious. And yes, you can call me.
And yes,
Portia, it's okay to call me amazing. It's okay.
You are amazing. But Lee, are you going to really drop that every time? Can we shorten it? Can we do like the part where I got it right?
No, everybody gets it. Eddie LaVert, everybody, you included. And nobody's left behind. Every time somebody do a drop, they get the same treatment. Kiki, all of them, everybody. Don't they, Lord. Gina? Everybody.
What you doing in California, Portia?
I went to the 2020 Wealth Experience in California, LA. I was there for 4 days with Lynn Richardson, MC Light, Dr. Vicki Johnson, Miss Hufflebee. So I was just networking with a lot of women there and just, you know, getting information, just being in the room with people with like-minded people, you know.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got to move on because we only got 10 more minutes and I got to get Carla on here. I love you, Portia Hoover.
I love you. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much. All right, Carla. All right, Hawks, we got you. We are right here. This is her segment. This is her first week and we're so excited about her being on here. Discovering Your Financial Worth, credit consultant and mentor, Carla Hawks. Come and tell us what you got for us today.
Hi, Dr. Gina. I am Carla Hawks, and I'm excited to be a part of the Dr. Gina's family with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So I'm so happy to be here today.
Yay. Tell us jump us off. Get us started, girl, with this new year. Get our minds right. What you got?
Mm-hmm. Cool. So what I want to talk about today is a question that people ask a lot. They ask, why is credit so important? And credit is so important because it's a part of your financial power. It helps you get the things you need now, like a loan for a car,
a credit card, a cell phone, your utilities, employment, low interest rates, and much more. And it's based on your promise to pay later. So credit is the same as when you want to buy something. The first thing that you do, or the first thing that I do, is I go and I look at the reviews on that item. Usually the reviews on that item lets me know if it's worth buying. So that's the same thing companies do for each one of us when we want to get something from that company. They say, let me look if you're, to see if you're worth me giving you this loan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's how you do it.
So do you understand that whenever you're looking for credit, they're looking to see if you are worthy. So they also want to see if they can trust you.
Mm.
Okay.
Worthy and if they can trust you. Okay.
A good credit score is used for so much more than just that. But due to society right now, society is becoming increasingly depending on credit to make purchases and financial decisions. So a credit score is very, very important. But due to extending themselves beyond their means, many people are not able to pay their debt. At the same time, general living expenses take a toll on people's paychecks as well. So businesses have a good reason to insist that you have good credit before providing products or services on credit. But whether you like it or not, your credit score has bearings on the type of home you live in, what type of car you drive, or your ability to get a business, a loan, and interest rates. A good credit score tells lenders that you're not some shifty character who's likely to default on your loan. So there are five factors that impact your credit score to varying degrees. The first one is your payment history. Your payment history is worth 35% of your score. Whatever you do, pay your bills on time. Just one payment that's 30 or more days late can change your score. Foreclosures, bankruptcies, and other black marks will haunt you for 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
Number two is the amount that you owed. Amounts owed is worth 30% of your score. So good management of several credit accounts boosts your score, while the potential leaders get nervous. This is so that the lenders don't get nervous when they suspect that you have bitten off more than you can handle by having excessive credit. Number three is the length of credit history. If you have a long-time account in good standing, you don't want to be too hasty to close it when you pay off your balance. So be careful with dropping off credit cards or bills that you've had for a long time. And number four is credit mix. Credit mix is 10% of your credit score. So lenders like to see different trade lines, such as your mortgage, your car loans, and your credit card. My company even has an option to boost your credit score by adding your rent to your credit. And the last but not least is new credit. New credit is 10% of your score. Some people don't want a credit card, but by avoiding credit cards altogether, that can hurt your score more than help it. All you need to do is resist the temptation to apply for several cards at one time.
Right.
Because the increase alone could bring down your score.
This is really helpful. This is this is so helpful because people don't even know
you're applying for 300 to 850, and they break down like this. So an exceptional score is 800 or higher. A very good score is 740 to 799. A good score is 670 to 739. A fair score is 580 to 669, and poor is 579 or lower. And last but not least, an exceptional credit score can land you the very best rate in terms from lenders, while a very good score is key to bring you better than average interest rates. At the other end of the FICO score, borrowers with poor credit will more than likely have to secure their loans with deposits and pay fees. And if they can even get credit at all, we don't know.
You were saying, Gina, what did you say?
Change your credit and watch it change your life.
Gina, what was you saying?
Carla, people listening to me today, if you could follow me on Instagram at Boss Lady Hawks, as I always have credit tips and credit help posted. And I'm just excited to be here, and I thank you for listening to me.
Carla, are you listening to us? Carla, can you hear us, Carla Hawks? Gina, you were saying something. What were you saying?
You know, I cannot in 2020. That's what I'm going to let everybody know right now.
Gina, what was you saying to Carla before she go? What did you say?
I was just saying that is very important, because the credit mixed with what Jeff
Hill gives us. I can't hear you guys at all.
Oh, why you can't hear us?
Let me tell you, Carla, you laugh. And we laugh through everything. That's what it's not
at all. So I had to actually just dial in. So I can hear you.
Okay, you hear us now,
Carla? Can you hear us now? Can you hear us now, Carla? Doug, can you fix this? We got to move on. Gina,
I was just saying that this is wonderful for Dr. Gina's radio chat to have somebody on here, you know, that's going to get us right with our credit. And then we got Jeff Hill that gets us right with our money. I just wanted everybody to know that 2020, that Dr. Gina's radio chat ain't playing. And Dr. Gina is bringing you guys everything she possibly can to help everybody succeed and be successful this year. So this was just a great segment. Carla, we thank you for all the information when you heard us, when you didn't hear us. We appreciate it. Get your credit.
Yes, Lord. Because the most important thing, we heard you. That's the most important thing. You really didn't need to hear us, but it would have been nice, but you don't have to hear us, honey. You did a great job. Thank you so much for giving us all of those tips. And I mean, really, I'm mad that I don't even have my pen and paper. So if you can take a snapshot of your notes, please send them to me so I can have them, because I'm just so interested in that. I didn't even think about the level. I mean, you kind of know that, but when she broke it down, it made a world of difference. Great. You can kind of see it. But anyway, this was an amazing show. We don't have any time. I want Gina, you to tell everybody about your show tomorrow that I'm going to, and my BFF is coming in town. Go ahead.
I'm going to be in Maryland tomorrow evening it's called The Hideout. It's ladies night. So make sure you guys come if you're out in the Maryland area. I will be with my bestie tomorrow. So y'all plan to see some videos and pictures of us just being ourselves whenever
clowning around.
Yeah, just clowning around and working on our credit. Thank you, Carla.
Definitely doing that. And just for you guys to know, Carla Hawks is my credit advisor. She's been working with me, so I'm putting that out there. She is amazing. I mean, very, very informative. I highly recommend her to everyone, that you go ahead and get your credit right.
If
she's on Instagram as Boss Lady Hawks. She's Carla Boss Hawks. Lady. And if she spells it with a C, you need to go on there and follow up with her, because she's been so informative and helpful. And I'm so thankful that she's on the show. It's been amazing. I'm just glad to have her, because really, I want my credit. I'm trying to leave a legacy. So I want my credit score to be as high as it possibly can. I don't want medium. I don't want low. I don't want okay. I want it to be as high as possible. Yes. And if you listen to her and you play this archive, you can hear how she was saying the difference in your interest and all that stuff. Why keep paying more than what you owe to these people getting rich and all that stuff? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, we gotta go. Doug is telling me you only got 20 seconds. Listen, this is 2020. Get it in order. Get it together. Gina, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Glad to be with you guys. Loving you until next time. Bye-bye. I love it, Gina.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole.